In our gospel, it's the season of Passover, which is a Jewish holiday meant to be something that is a big celebration. It's the number one holiday, I would think, amongst the Jewish people. It recounts and retells and celebrates the story of how God rescued the people from slavery in Egypt and brought them into their precious promised land. It has certain elements too that are very sacred, a very special and a specifically arranged meal, which centers around a pure, spotless, perfect lamb that is sacrificed for the meal. And at the original Passover, when the Jews were slaves in Egypt, we call it Passover because at this meal, when the lamb's blood was put on the doorposts around their house, the angel of death would pass over their house, knowing that that family was protected by the sacrifice made by the lamb for them. It's a holy time. It's a precious time. It's a sacred time. But at this particular Passover in our gospel, towards the end of Luke's gospel, there are different things going on at this Passover. Evil is at work. The chief priests and the teachers of the law don't like Jesus. They are afraid of him. Something about them causes them to fear. They fear losing their place amongst the people that they have found to have power over. These chief priests, these teachers of the law, were respected individuals in their community. They knew Scripture extremely well, and they held it over people. They were respected, but not necessarily in a good way. It's more like how a minnow might respect a shark. But these chief priests are afraid. And so they begin to hatch a plan. And in this plan, Satan has a part. Satan knows their hearts, and he brings to them another person who he also knows his heart. Judas comes to the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he offers them the chance to betray Jesus. Satan, Judas, the chief priests, evil is at work on this Passover. Sin, death, and the devil are all present amongst these people as they plot the death of Jesus at Passover. They profane the holiday. They are still in a place, basically, of slavery. This holiday that they celebrate, which is to celebrate being released from a place of being enslaved to a place of freedom, they are still slaves to fear, to anxiety, to sin, and it causes them anger. It causes them hostility. It causes them to plan the death of Jesus. Sin, death, and the devil. Still very much at work in the world today. I believe this is what Luther called the unholy trinity, sin, death, and the devil. Many of us still find ourselves in places of slavery. Sure, we aren't bound with physical chains. We aren't held down, hopefully not. But we are held down by our sin. We are held down by the fear that it causes. We are held down by our fear of death. And Satan knows this. And he works in it. Like the chief priests, we experience fear and anger. And sometimes for us that leads to hostility, bad things. Like the chief priests and the teachers of the law, we want to be in control. We like the place that we have formed for ourselves, and so we try to control it. And we try to put away those things that create those fears. But it is a hard thing to do. But even as these people are seeking out the death of Christ, we see that God is still at work. He has a plan. At Passover, people everywhere are buying their lambs to sacrifice them to celebrate this holiday. And God orchestrates it in a way that these men start planning the death of the pure and spotless Lamb of Christ, of God, who is Jesus Christ. And even as he sees his death approaching, he marches towards it, and he begins to prepare a place for his disciples, for you and I. And so he tells his disciples to go and seek out this upper room, and there's weird circumstances that divinely take place. He tells his disciples to go and just wander to the city. There's going to be a guy there carrying some water. You're going to follow him into a place where there's going to be an owner of a house. You're going to ask this guy, hey, can we use your upper room for a party later on? And the guy will say yes, and the whole place will be prepared for us. A room large enough to handle all the disciples and possibly other guests there. Jesus has a plan. God is at work. He prepares a place so that they all will have room to sit with him at the table, to see the pure and spotless Lamb. The place where Christ will institute what we call the Lord's Supper, where he'll say, this is my body, broken for you. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. See, the Lord knows that people are still enslaved. He knows that sin, death, and the devil is still at work, holding people back, causing fear, causing anxiety, tearing families apart, bringing hurt and pain into the world. And so Jesus prepares a place where he can introduce freedom, where he can set off his journey, his final journey to the cross, where he will definitively defeat Satan, where he will definitively defeat death, and where he definitively will offer the forgiveness of sin and freedom from our slavery. It's the place where he brings us out of slavery and into the place of promise, a place that he prepares for you. And there is room for everyone there. Through his death, the table becomes a place where forgiveness is offered. As we begin this journey into Lent, like I said, we will hear about different places of the Passion, places that Christ has gone for us, places that we can find ourselves in, places that Christ changes and doesn't leave the same. Because when Christ comes into your lives, he affects you. He changes you. He puts his Spirit into you and works in you, always breaking down the things that bind us and bringing us into freedom. I invite you over the next 6 weeks, the 40 days of Lent, to keep coming back. Have supper with us, because there is a place at the table for everyone. And then hear of the places of the Passion where Christ meets you. Let us pray. Merciful and gracious Father, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, who has died for us, who defeats sin, death, and the devil, who orchestrates a plan to do these things, to bring us out of our bondage and into the freedom of your glorious light. Lord, by your Spirit, continue to break down our fear and anxiety. Continue to show us that there is a place at the table for us where you offer your forgiveness and you offer your love as you claim us as your sons and daughters. We pray this in your name. Amen.